The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on June 24, 1976, at the New Vrindavan Farm Community in West Virginia.
He said to me, the tractor, he said, this is the cause of all the trouble, that it took all the work from the young men, and they went to the city and became entangled in the sense gratification in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So notice, in the city, there's much more passion, but living in the country...
Yes, passion, but I must be, when you've got the facility, naturally, we are lusty. When we have got the facility, then we take to it.
The country is more peaceful, it's very easier to think of spiritual life.
Yeah. Less disease, less brain taxing, everything is less. So balanced time, utilize for Krishna Bhava. And if you have a temple, very happy life. Just for your whole work, little and balanced time, and leave yourself in Krishna consciousness. This is ideal life. To see minute fiber on the flower, then anyone manufactures. Grows more fiber. And how brilliant it is. If you study only one flower, you become one color. Machine, which you call nature, from that machine, everything is coming. But how machine is perfect? And who has discovered this machine?
In London you said, they do not know that the butterflies and flowers are painted, but Krishna paints them with thought.
Yes. How can I expect without painting? It has come so beautiful. This is foolish, nature. What is nature? Everything is being done by the machine of Krishna. Parasa Shakti Vividhai Vatsriyate. Anyway, improve this mode of life. Live in open place, produce your food land, produce your meal, save time, chantry. Plain living, I think, ideal life. Artificial necessities of life. Do increase your so-called comfort. And if you forget your real business, that is suicide. We want to stop this suicidal policy. We don't want to stop the modern advancement of technology. Although the so-called advancement technology is suicidal. But we don't talk of this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore given a simple formula, chant hari. Even in your technological factory, you can chant. When you're wrong, you go on putting on into a machine and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
They know that if people take up the chanting gradually, they will give up this technology.
That is, see, of course.
You are actually putting the seeds of their
destruction. Now what is destruction? It is other construction. He lives. He lives forever. It is destruction. You have to change body. But our method is Tattadeham Murajanai. You don't get any more material body. So that is saying. And without this, Tattadeham Taraprati. Then you have to accept our body. So which is better? To accept another material body and no more accepting material body? Which is better? But as soon as you accept material body, you have to suffer. Material body means suffering. So that requires knowledge. If we finish our suffering up to this body, that is intelligent. And if we create another body for suffering, is that intelligent? That you have to, unless you understand Krishna, you have to accept. There's no alternative. They cannot understand the simple truth that the child boy is accepting another body. We have to accept another body. They cannot understand. So does that. It will take 500 years to teach them this very simple message. Their education is so advanced. Not from Mura, the word is used. So-called education teach them as an ass. Cannot understand. Very simple. Everyone is getting milk. How much?
Much as they want.
Huh?
As much as they want.
As much as they want. They have jaundice. How much is that? They may take minimum a pound per head.
Minimum.
And maximum 1 pound. Not more than. Because there is enough, let us eat enough. No. That is not good. But children must get at least 1 pound. They drink more milk, they become stout.
They get more than 1 pound. They get at least 2 pounds.
Then the life is built up, strong. And nice brain to understand. Do they not see the benefit of the society, that we are not killing children, we are maintaining them? inside is handmade. This is not better sweet, you say. And there, for fear of overpopulation, they're killing. The mother is killing the child. That's civilization.
But in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those in the mode of ignorance, they take irreligion to be religion and religion to be irreligion.
No, religion, there is no religion for them. But there is no morality. Here we are having so many children, we don't grasp that we cannot maintain these children, kill them. We never say that. Never mind. Let them be trained up as Krishna conscious, live comfortably, take meal. So it is better civilization. Running with motor car, what, and killing child. Is this a reason?
Most of these children are not even our own. They've been taken in.
Yes, yes. From that means who's
mothers right? Without fathers.
That means who's right? And they kill. So why do they not find the distinction between this and this and that?
They have no arguments against this, except that they want to be free. So we can call it.
But they're not free.
Yeah.
That means they're fools.
That's true.
They're not free. See, that thing is free. That is foolishness. If you are actually free, that is another thing. But you are not free. You are responsible. For even a minute work, misdeed, here it goes. Where is your freedom? That freedom means ahankara vimunatma katta ahamiti madman. There is a cell, police, builder, he thinking that he is free. Where is your freedom? Nature is working. If you are free, then why you are dying? If you are free, then do not die. Nobody wants to die. What is the answer?
They will give some nonsense answer.
What is that nonsense?
They would like
in nonsense, there must be some sense also.
I think they would like both.
Huh?
They would like the Christians, they would like to enjoy sinful life and at the same time live forever.
No, we don't talk of any sense. We are talking of the general principle.
Their tendency.
Now, the people's tendency, general tendency is, unless he's a madman, nobody is prepared to die. But he has to die.
Well, I accept death as part of life.
Part of life?
Yeah, it's natural. So I'm not
afraid. When there is some sign of death, why do you go away? Sit down and die. You don't accept that. You're talking foolishly. You don't want to die. That is a fact. You are talking foolishly that I accept it, but you don't accept. That is the fact. But because we have no other way, then you say, I accept it. The real fact is this, that you do not wish to die, but you find that there is no other alternative. Very excellent. So, you can talk like that foolishly, but intelligent man says that you do not want to die.
One time one boy said that. So as soon as he said it, I picked up a stick and went like that. He went, oh. I said, see, you are afraid. And he was saying, I'm not afraid. So I went, and then he was showing fear.
Maybe a dog is afraid.
Yeah.
Or to speak of man. The animals, when they're taken to the slaughter, they cry. The animal is afraid of death, why not man? Everyone is afraid.
Prabhupada, they say, why you worry so much about death? We're living. We're enjoying life. Why you worry about death?
Because you are intelligent. I love you, therefore. You'll die and you'll become a dog. So I'm taking sympathy from you. Don't become a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Every human being is anxious. The example is given just like a child on a flying kite and going this way, this way, on the roof, now on the edge of the roof. So a gentleman said, hey, you fall down. And that is his duty. He says, why you are checking me? Why you are checking me? And because I am a human being.
Mm.
You are foolish boy. That's why I am checking. That is natural. Even that child is, or the boy is not his son. But because he is a gentleman, he wants to give him some protection. It is the duty of gentlemen. Therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to the Indian that you who become perfect and go and give this knowledge to the rest of the world, they are all ascetics. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hila Ja Janma Sattakari Karo Paropaka. It is paropakar, humanity. You may say, why do you bother? But as a human being, I bother. Every human being will do that. Krishna comes bothering them. Pradhyadadi, dhanmatsa, pradhyadadi. When these become rascals, fools, I come, again advise them. So those are servants of God, they are also doing the same thing on behalf of God. Their position is therefore exalted. They should be worshipped as God. But they bring the work of God. They are not cheating probably. Improve this farming very nicely. So the cows, they should be given as much as possible, best here. If you simply drink little milk, a little vegetable, that will supply all vitamins. Do not require to take vitamin pills. No, there is no need. It has got all the vitamins. That is admitted. Vitamin A, D in milk. They say so. And fruits, vitamin C. In this way, improves vegetable grains, milk, or vitamins are there.
If you take milk in other forms, like if you eat cheese, or if you take curd or cheese, is it the same as drinking milk or not?
Any milk preparation. And if you have got enough milk, then keep it as ghee and open the restaurant in the city. Give them nice samosa, kachori. So in exchange you get money, you require little money, so that money will help you. Actually in India, before this British, the poorer class of man, he was simply keeping, say, a dozen of cows, and that is a means of life. That's all. From the mill, they'll eat little milk, then blue eggs, then what is called? And the another milk? Curd.
Curd.
No?
Cheese.
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk, yeah. And this way, after drinking and eating so many things, whatever balances you churn it, and they get the ghee, and the ghee is kept in stock. On market day, they go to the city and sell. He'll find in Vrindavan so many producers, they have brought ghee. So, the inhabitants of the city, town, very plenty, they purchase. And with that money, they get some necessities. That's like some oil or some spices, salt, like this, which is not available.
How is it they're so keen on buffalo milk in India? The Indians, they seem to prefer buffalo milk to even to cow milk.
No. Cow milk is not available. Therefore, buffalo milk contains more fat. But milk means cow milk. What is the daily milk?
About 1,000 pounds.
Meat eaters, why don't you inform them when a cow dies, that you can take it?
That's illegal.
Hmm?
That would be illegal.
Why? Legal, illegal, this is their means.
That's a fact.
But they will get us in trouble.
No, that is, they can give us, they are in power, they can do that. But
logically,
right.
Yes, you're right.
If
they want to eat, let them take the dead calf.
That's it. Free, they get without any price. They get the skin, they get the flesh, let them eat. We are not going to charge for the take it. I maintain slaughterhouse, tell me.
They even object if you let the animals, wild animals, eat the dead cow.
Mm.
They even object if you let the wild animals eat.
Oh.
They want it buried.
Oh, jackals or fox will become. They don't like it.
Jackals like it.
No, jackal like it, but gone
doesn't like it.
Government will like when the jackal tests your animal.
Yeah.
They will eat it, they will not attack somebody else because they are not hungry, they don't attack. Even tigers or any ferocious animal, if they are satisfied, no hunger, they don't attack.
Mm-hmm.
The jungle, tiger and other animals, they live together. When they are hungry, they attack. So at least you can advertise that here is a cow available free. Take it, those who are meat eaters. Get free without any price.
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting.
Hmm?
Most meat eaters would consider it disgusting to have to cut cows and
disgusting?
Yes. If they had to do it themselves, they would consider it abominable.
No, some of them can do it, make business.
Butchers.
As they are butchers, as they are selling meat, they can take it. They make more profit. From slaughterhouse, if they purchase, they have to pay. But here they get free. The hotel man, they can get free. The canary expert, he gets the skin free. I've seen they are eating the lobster. It is so decomposed, it has become exactly like pus. And they are eating. That argument is not valid.
But they can't even eat the animal when it is fresh. They never eat beef fresh. It must age for at least 3 weeks. Otherwise it is not tasty.
I remember once there was one man in he was advertising himself, he was touring from one country to another, and he was advertising himself as being an expert meat eater. And he said, one of his statements was that you couldn't eat a beefsteak until it had little white spots all over it. Then it was ready to eat.
White spot means decomposition.
Yeah.
Hunger.
Yeah.
Nanajani Brahman kare kadajya bhakhan kare tar janma avadapatriya.
Srila Prabhupada, we can point out all the defects in the system, but then they say, but there is no proof that such a perfect society has ever existed, as you speak of. They say, we have no evidence that such a perfect society exists.
You can see, come and see with us.
Show them our movie?
Then they say, well, that is all right for you, but that is not practical for everyone.
Why not? We are human beings. You are human.
So what is not practical for you? Our system, your system is also not practical for us. We cannot live in this world. Anyway, think who can maintain a perfect community of plain living, I think that is everything. And do not canvas, but naturally they will see that this is coming. From that human being, they are learning. So that is part of our business to preach, but to practice personally, that is our main business. Practice personally, that is our main business. Not that everyone will be preachers, but at least his whole life be perfect. How did this Kijaya?
I don't know if it's spelled right, Father.
Kijai.
Kijai. Oh.
Isn't it spelled? I don't know if Sanskrit's spelled, Father.
Guru Vandham Kijas. That key should be different.
Oh, yes. K-I?
No, it not Kijaya. Ki one word, Jaya another. Just like Guru one word, Dhamma one word, simply Ki one word. Oh. And Jaya another.
The spelling is correct or?
Spelling? Yes. But generally, K-I.
K-I. I couldn't find it. I looked in many books, but I did not find Jesus.
Jaya is also. What
does ki mean?
Huh?
What does ki mean?
Ki means policy. Of.
Have you been receiving the past copies of the magazine, Prabhupada? Have you been receiving the past issues?
Yes.
Prabhupada read the last issue in Hawaii. I remember you read through the last issue with the brown cover in Hawaii.
So how you make this double pala? Right, Vinte?
Three times.
Good then.
Red, black and yellow.
Vrindavanath.
Wait.
Is that the original farm where you stay?
Oh.
This is the pujari. Oh. Very, very nice boy. He also makes that nice sandwich.
Oh. And who makes Singhala?
Kaladri.
Oh. He's doing some special fighting.
I'm not giving you.
You have to.
He's doing tonight.
He's doing it right now. You have tonight.
Not light. All right.
They said you wanted it night. When would you like it? Noon?
Morning.
Morning.
Yes. Yes, it is midnight. You decorate Krishna very nicely, then you will forget the business of decorating your person. This is the effect. Because people are busy, you have to decorate them. They are spending so much money. But if you decorate Krishna nicely, he'll forget this properly. This is the problem.
You also said if you decorate Krishna and make Krishna beautiful, your heart will become beautiful.
Yes. But
it is not fashion, it is for our benefit. By seeing Krishna beautifully decorated, he will satisfy. He will have no more publicity. Let me go to the market and find out some nice dress and there was nice. Hundreds and thousands of people in the temple by seeing Krishna nicely decorated, he satisfied. Your father is an architect, I see.
No. He's working in the dock.
Oh. His father came to see me.
He used to show him in his car.
Hmm?
He would drive you in his car from the airport.
Yes.
He's a good man, but he's not intelligent.
No, he'll profit by your estimate. Krishna will give concession to your family. Because you are Krishna, everyone will get this profit.
In London you said 13 generations.
No. There is special concession. Even the person who was given such a demon. So your father is not a demon. Maybe they think they're generous. So Krishna is prepared to give facility to a demon father of a devotee.
Anyone who gets to render you personal service, Prabhupada, they're most blessed. They're most fortunate.
Anyway, you have got this gel. Utilize it properly, make your life perfect. Ayudhya Brahmanda Brahmite Kono Bhagavan Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Hasan. But we don't say that you starve unnecessarily, give trouble to your mother. No. Live nicely, but simply, and save time for advancing in Krishna. That is our pura. Nanda Maharaj, the village man, Krishna was a village boy. Krishna could live in New Delhi, but he didn't like that. He lived in Vrindavan, the village. Difficulty is that it is not plain land. Little trouble, but not very much trouble. So, is there any difficulty of not being a plain land?
It makes farming more difficult on the hill.
Hmm.
It takes more time. More work.
Hard work.
That is good.
For cows, there is no difficulty.
No.
India they call Pahari, when they are accustomed to hard work. Those who live on the Himalayan side, they had to work this and hard. Therefore they must have hardened. You have accepted others still then also?
Yes. Well, especially girls who have no husbands. There are quite a few here.
Anyway, you are so kind, you don't refuse anymore. So that is so, who is so kind? Unless one is Vaishnava. Nobody is kind. Kripasindu bhaiwat. Kripasindu. O janammas. That is Vaishnava. Never mind what you are. Come here. Stay. Drink milk. Chandra.
The children are doing very nicely.
Yes.
And they will be our future community.
Oh, yes.
Practically, it is impossible to teach these older boys how to use bowls and how to... It's very difficult. They cannot do it. But I think if we train the children... As a
yes. But now, instead of it, your king's son, Nanda Maharaj, and the child here, you are taking care of the cat. And he's grown up little, and then taking care of the cow. Krishna personally saw it. His father could have avoided. No, no, you don't go. His father didn't tell you. No, you don't go. Krishna Balaram both. Balaram has got the plow to save the ground. And Krishna has got the truth to enchant the cows. Krishna Balaram. They are not sitting idly. Although Nanda Maharaj can could kill them without any work. No. They what? From the beginning of charity. They'll come in the evening and mother would take care of bathing them, changing them, and then giving them nice food, and after taking food they'll go to it. Whole day they work. Krishna never taught that you sit idly. No. Personally, he did not do so. Neither he taught anyone. The Bhagavad Gita in fact. Niyata kuru karmattam, karmat jaya vaja karma. Sarira dattra apite, na prasidhe. Find out this.
What was that again?
Niyata. You should read Bhagavad Gita so thoroughly for everything. That is good lawyer. Good lawyer means in the court immediately give reference to the judge. My Lord, see, such and such law under section, this is there. He is a good lawyer. Yes. Good lawyer means he immediately gives reference to the section on which he is talking. Immediately judgment is there. There is previous authority and it is recorded in the law book that it doesn't require to argue anymore. The judgment is there. Even in other court, if some judgment is there, there will be accepted. This is law. So a good lawyer means he gives references. On different courts, his guidance makes it easier. Instead of proceeding for a long time, it is different. There is a judgment, you see. Are you there?
Hmm.
Niyatam kuru karma tam karma yajogi akarmana. Shayarat yachapi sate napasidyat akarmana. Perform your prescribed duty, for action is better than inaction. A man cannot even maintain his physical body without work.
Krishna, does that mean to keep a set up man lazy who cannot work? That is not Krishna. Everyone must work for his capacity. Prescribe it. They accuse us that we are escaping. Huh? What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't understand? They're all agreeing.
Recently I had the opportunity to see a daycare farm come in, and I was talking to one of the boys there about Krishna consciousness, and they said he was under Swami Prabhupada. They said, we've never seen Prabhupada smile. I told them that he has birth, death, disease, and old age, and nothing to smile about.
Somebody could say, smiley.
Thank you. The smile is so beautiful.
They are not ready to talk about you, Srila Prabhupada.
Mm-hmm.
You're smiling here.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is something. What is that?
Support?
Mm-hmm.
There are many pseudo-meditators who misrepresent themselves as belonging to high parentage, and great professional men who falsely pose that they have sacrificed everything for the sake of advancement in spiritual life. Lord Krishna did not want Arjuna to become a pretender, but that he perform his prescribed duties as set forth for Kshatriyas. Arjuna was a householder and a military general, therefore it was better for him to remain as such and perform his religious duties as prescribed for the householder Kshatriya. Such activities gradually cleanse the heart of a mundane man and free him from material contamination. So-called renunciation for the purpose of maintenance is never approved by the Lord nor by any religious scripture. After all, one has to maintain one's body and soul together by some work. Work should not be given up capriciously without purification of materialistic propensities. Anyone who is in the material world is certainly possessed of the impure propensity for lording it over material nature, or in other words, for sense gratification. Such polluted propensities have to be cleared. Without doing so through prescribed duties, one should never attempt to become a so-called transcendentalist, renouncing work and living at the cost of others.
That is not right. Krishna never said to Arjuna that you have got to fight. You sit down, I shall do everything. Never said. You have to fight. Nimittamatram avasambhasa. The result is already created by me, but you have to make a manifestation of fighting. Just like our sister consciousness movement. Within 8 or 10 years, we have developed so much. Is it humanly possible? It is Krishna's plan. But Krishna says that you go and preach, steady, steady. He in this class. Actually, everything is done by Krishna. He gives the credit to his devotees. Yes. You know the history of the Detroit temple?
A little bit, not too much.
Detroit temple, it was, that building was constructed for some $2 million. Say some 50 years, 60 years ago. And we purchased it at $300,000. So, when they said that there is a nice house, so I said, let me go and we get it. So I went to the top where we could buy that. So, I liked it very much. Very wonderful palace. So, he asked $350,000. So I talked with him and asked some concession. Then I got bid again. Then I give you cash, $300,000. So he said, yes, sir. There was no money. The Bombay purchase, you know, it was simply speculation. So Krishna is really nice. For a Kormi, it is not possible. But Krishna gives us all facilities. We had been in that time, Ditra. Very, very nice. Perhaps the best in our society, eh? London, that is also nice, but not as nice. The building is so strong, and the rooms are so palatial. Big room. One room of this size of the whole place.
How big are the temple?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Temple room's not so big. It's 50 feet long, about 30 feet wide.
Bigger than here. Yeah, double.
Very nice garden.
Very nice garden. And on the river side.
Can you bathe in the river?
Yes, on second day. Yes, on second day.
Can drive a boat in underneath the house. Like the Amish.
All the rich people come by in their yacht all day long and wave. Hare Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada said we should put a sign up on the boat that they can drive their boat in to take up Hare Krishna and read the book.
And I invite them, give their sign up. Please come, read our book and take Krishna. Where will they come? Very big garden.
7 feet.
Is it stone?
Huh?
What is it? The building is stone?
Oh, yeah. Stone, my way. With golden rock.
The bathrooms, even the soap dishes are gold. So this is the toilet roll holder. Everything's gold.
Gold wallpaper.
And clothes like this. Very costly, yeah.
They told me that the prasadam room floor alone $300,000 to build.
Yeah.
and you have done the whole thing.
Everywhere it is so visible, nice, strong, and quite suitable for our purpose. Everyone is dealing. Still, big, three, four rooms, not yet utilized. Clarity is also nice, at the present moment. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think the same clarity, yeah?
Yes, same. There was a large swimming pool. Every afternoon, all the...
Yes, besides that, there's a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm. We need to have water fight.
And they have kept five peacocks.
Seven.
They are very free, moving here and there. And
they stay in the ground?
Yeah, they never leave the ground. They sleep up in one tree.
They sleep from one tree to another. But they don't go outside. Only complain that you think flowers.
Yeah, they eat all the flowers.
They are also friends. They are not afraid. They're sitting to go, they're not. They have been tender. That we are at home. That animals and any bad family. They can give cows, they know. So all of you are friends. Animals can understand. Even if you can make friends with tigers and lions. Yeah. I've seen it. In that New York exhibition, one man was saying, he was embracing the lion and playing like dog. I've seen it.
That used to be a circus trick as well, where they used to put their heads in a lion's mouth.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah.